In his first major policy speech of the year, Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says he's focused on finding solutions to the big challenges and has announced a new industrial relations policy with sweeping reforms on pay, conditions and job security, especially for casual and gig economy workers. Joining us to talk about this new policy is its co-architect, Tony Burke, the Shadow Minister for Industrial Relations and Manager of Opposition Business. Tony Burke, welcome to Drive.
G'day, good to be back on the station.
Well, first of all, Minister Burke, I'm glad you can join us this afternoon. I know you've had quite a long day, especially since you had a very late night giving a midnight press conference last night.
Oh, I wasn't sure if anyone would turn up, but we got there.
How was the turnout?
the TV stations decided to share a camera, so there was one camera there, and we had one of the industrial relations journalists there. And we had another journo who phoned in. And then we had the occasional people passing by who were clearly having a good night.
Right.
It was quite the event.
Great. And this was all in the name of the point of the midnight press conference
The purpose of it was to make clear that the reason people get penalty rates is because they're inconvenient hours.
Right.
So I thought it's a bit ridiculous that I'm talking, because at the moment we've got legislation before the parliament, mm-hmm. which if the Morrison government gets it through, it'll mean the safety net that's there that protects penalty rates gets removed for at least 2 years, effectively four, and some agreements, if they get through, could last much longer than that. So it means the only thing that'll be protected is your hourly rate. So every mm-hmm. penalty rate, every overtime rate, every loading, agreements that cut those would be able to be approved. So we're fighting that, but it just occurred to me after a while, I thought, well, I'm giving media conferences talking about the risk to people on penalty rates, but I'm not giving these media conferences during penalty rate hours. And I thought the best way to remind people that the people who earn penalty rates are working hours that most of us find really inconvenient was to make it inconvenient for everybody to watch me, to question me, to be there. And so I'm not sure how many times we've had a Member of Parliament call a media conference at midnight, but I sort of figured, well, if not many can come along, that makes the point as well. Mm. It wasn't about getting a big crowd. Mm. It was about saying, yeah, these hours are really inconvenient. That's why people should get penalty rates for working them.
I want to, of course, ask about Labor's proposed new industrial relations policy, which is focusing on casuals, labour hire employees and workers in the gig economy. One of the elements of the plan is a change that would enable workers to transfer their entitlements from one job to another. So essentially, a casual worker could bring his or her entitlements along with them from one employer to their next. How exactly would this work?
Yeah, look, that one's been reported in a way that goes a bit further than what we're actually announcing. So all we're announcing on this one at this stage is that with respect to the concept of portable entitlements, we're going to be working with business, with unions and with the state and territory governments to see how far we can go with establishing portable entitlements. The reason and the impetus for this is very much driven by the pandemic. That, you know, we realised we suddenly needed people to stay away from work if they weren't well. A whole lot of workers about a third of our workforce didn't have access to sick leave. So there'll be industries where this may well work. There's some industries where this is already in place. But the principle is to take existing entitlements and see, okay, is there a way that we can get these to follow workers in different ways? What we're announcing tonight is just the beginning of that process.
Right. Attorney General Christian Porter, he's just given a press conference and he's already warned that there will be a $20 billion price tag to taxpayers for this proposed new scheme. What's your response to that?
That media conference was weird.
Right.
Because it's like he took a policy that we haven't announced, that's not ours.
Right.
And then he put a costing on it. So he costed a policy that doesn't exist. He came up with a policy that doesn't exist. He then costed a policy.
He's already done the legwork for you then.
And then he got really angry about the policy that he'd costed that didn't exist. So, yeah, that's sort of on him. But, you know, I'm not sure how he got into his... And look, the only thing we're announcing is that we're starting that work in consultation. And if he reckons that the consultation's going to cost $20 billion a year, then I guess he must think we're doing it with Liberal Party mates or something like that, because I don't know how you arrive at that sort of figure. So effectively, he... And I'd explained this on radio on the ABC this morning. Clearly, he just hadn't done his homework. He had a rush of blood to the head and started making stuff up. So, yeah, either he got horrifically confused and there was some sort of brain explosion in the middle of a media conference, or he knew he was lying and decided to go ahead and do it anyway.
Right, okay.
I'd love to argue with the whole thing, but it's sort of an invention. So I can't even argue with the costing, because maybe the policy he invented does cost that much. I don't know. It's not mine.
Right. And you've already said that you're consulting about the portability of entitlements, and so that's it's more consultation that you're looking to advance first.
Yes. On that part, but there's other policies that we are announcing tonight,
right,
where we've gone straight to the point of commitment. So on the issue of same job, same pay to stop labour hire being mm-hmm. used to undercut wages, mm-hmm. we're announcing tonight that that would be a change that we would make, that we would stop labour hire being able to come onto a workforce mm-hmm. and have the new workers being paid less than what's legally allowed to be paid otherwise. We're also announcing tonight that for the first time, a Labour government would seek to regulate, in a way, the gig economy, so that, effectively these platforms have got away with paying people less than the minimum wage, with paying people less than what is otherwise legally permitted in Australia. And they've got away with it on the basis they say, oh, yeah, but these are contractors. They're not really employees. And, yeah, we've ended up with third world working conditions in a first world country for a whole lot of people. So we can't let that lie. So we're announcing that the Fair Work Commission, which traditionally only has the power to regulate employees-employers, that relationship, that we would give them a new power to regulate what would be called employee-like. So they can look at what a worker's doing, and there'll be some people where they say, oh, no, this person's setting their own prices, you know, they're employing other people, they're clearly a contractor. But, you know, when somebody clearly has no power, they're not setting their own rates of pay, the only equipment they're using is a second-hand bike, and the rates that they're being paid end up adding up at less than the minimum wage, that's something where the Fair Work Commission needs to be able to step in and say, okay, we need to put some minimum standards in place here.
Right. Well, look, lastly, I can't let you go without asking about Anthony Albanese and his support within the party looking forward. There's been an awful lot of grumblings over the last couple of months about his support within his own party, and some doubts about him being able to bring home a win for Labor in the upcoming federal election. What's the feeling amongst the party at the moment? Would you care to share your predictions with us or what the mood is?
The mood is never good when you're in opposition, never,
right.
Because you're always frustrated when you're in opposition, and so you should be. Like, there's people who you want to help and you can't deliver for them unless you're in government. So the fact that people are unhappy or grumbling, that's how people have felt for years since we lost government, and I feel that too. I reckon anyone who underestimates Anthony Albanese, though, is making a huge mistake. He's been underestimated many times in his life, and he's always come through and come through strongly. And look, some of the criticism has been, oh, we weren't tough enough on the government last year. But let's not forget what last year was. People were incredibly scared in Australia, and people just wanted everyone to work together for a constructive approach to make sure that people stayed alive. And for any of the big calls that were made that the government now wants to take some credit for, let's not forget, it was Anthony Albanese who was arguing that we needed to have wage subsidies back when Scott Morrison was saying, oh, no, that'd be dangerous. And those wage subsidies, JobKeeper's been critical in keeping the economy going over the last 12 months. So on the big calls, Anthony's got them right. And I reckon people underestimate that bloke at their peril. He'll he'll take us to the election, and I'm very confident about what he'll be able to do.
Well, it sounds like he's got your vote. Tony Burke, thanks so much for joining us on Drive.
Great to be back. See ya.
Bye. That was Tony Burke, Shadow Minister for Industrial Relations and Manager of Opposition Business, chatting with us about workers' rights and job security.